now they're back in their own podcast. Sit back, relax, Still Spinning is here. Still Spinning. Still Spinning. Still Spinning. Still Spinning.
Well, well, well. Hello, everyone. It is Wednesday, and you're probably thinking to yourself, huh, isn't it supposed to be on Mondays? You know it is. However, we had some scheduling conflicts this week, so you get a special Wednesday episode of the Still Spinning podcast. My name is Nicole. I am joined, as always, by Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Oh, boy.
All righty, then.
Oh, geez. We were on St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. All Paul was doing was going, potato, just over and over again.
I can't do an Irish accent. I can't do really any accent, so I don't know what I'm talking about. Like, I'm sitting there like, well, I could do the English. No, I can't. I can do that weird Cockney thing from Mary Poppins, and that's it.
Right, you can do the Dick Van Dyke
right.
accent.
Hello?
Yeah, no.
All righty then.
There, okay. The Comedy Sports in Manchester actually created a game around that terrible accent called Dick Van Dyke, where you have to go up and try and do... you know, a good accent, but they're never good because most of us can't do them. Especially, like, there are so many variations of a UK accent.
Yeah.
It's and things I've never even heard of until I was playing comedy sports there, and then they were making suggestions. I'm like, I don't know what that means. Is that what are you talking about?
Hey, listen, everybody, feel free to comment too, as we have on our regular, like right there. There's Carla says, happy Wednesday. Hello, Carla. Hello, Sherry. How you doing? Oh,
yes.
Sherry.
Oh, love.
Sorry.
Yes. No. Well, anyway, I should probably do the rest of our normal intro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of course, you can find out more about us and become a spinner, which is one of our sponsors at our website, stillspinningpodcast.com. You can email us, Dan at stillspinningpodcast.com, Nicole at stillspinningpodcast.com. You can also buy some merch on our website, all sorts of things you can do. And becoming a spinner allows you to get special bonus content, everybody.
You get spun.
Mm-hmm. You all right over there, Dan?
Yeah, all of a sudden, here it goes. Like, we're just starting, and that's, I haven't really talked to anybody today. I've worked from home, so I sit here and do all this stuff, and then in the evening when we start talking, it's like, oh, hey, voice, got to work today, too. So, oh, yeah, there you go, Sherry. She said thank you. I'm assuming that's for singing the Oh Sherry song, even though it's spelled differently.
Welcome.
Yeah, even though it's spelled differently.
But when you're listening to it, you don't know
you don't
it's
know.
Spelled differently.
You don't know. That's a disease that I have. Do you know that? Have we talked about that before?
I don't think so.
I have a disease where it's a mental thing that I wish I could change about myself, but I can't.
Okay.
And that is, if you come to me with a name that's in a song, I'm going to sing the song, and I can't help. I can't not do it. Like,
huh?
Yeah. It's bad.
That's
like, if your name is Eileen, I'm saying you're getting, you know,
of course. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Eileen.
All of them. I can't.
What if
and even like Katrina, I'll sing, like, even though Katrina is not in the song, it's a weird enough name that I will actually sing
Walking on Sunshine
to you. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm, so yeah, it's a problem that I have.
Yeah, that is very interesting. I don't think that's a disease though. I think that's just a Danism.
Well, disease is probably the wrong. There's a mental thing in my head that just immediately clicks to that. And, happens all the time. So
I get it. I sing a lot of different things. One of the jobs that I work regularly, we do rounds. So when we hit the last round, it's almost always last round. The last round. You know, I have little songs that I sing at certain points of the day. So I get it. I get it, Dan.
And you know what the worst ones are? The Andes. The Brandy, the Mandy, the Candy, the Sandy. Like, they all have songs with them. So
what if it's just straight up Andy? Nothing. You got nothing.
I'm trying to think. I can't. There's nothing in my brain that sticks. Is there any that sing to an Andy song for you?
No? I mean, the only thing I can think of is the Andy Griffith Show.
Right. Which song. I actually made my own words to. So I do sing that. Yeah.
How did we get here?
It's the Andy Griffith Show. It's the Andy Griffith Show. And Barney. And Opie. And Aunt Bee. And Floyd the Barber, too. It's the Andy Griffith.
Okay, yeah, we get it. I can't believe that didn't take off.
You know there's actually words to that song?
No, I didn't know
that. Yeah, it's called Down at the Fishing Hole or Down by the Fishing Hole. There's actually words to that song, but
and they just stripped it out for the theme song?
Yeah, they just did the whistle, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So
let me, can I, we were talking about how, on the Nicole and Paul show on Monday, I happened to arrive at the exact same time that Abraham Lincoln came back to the show.
Yes,
and for those
Friday.
Of you who do not know, Abraham Lincoln, on a stick was for a long time, a feature of the Nicole and Paul show.
Correct.
And, I think Abe just got tired and decided to not come back for a while. And weirdly, I tuned in. I don't get to tune in very much because I'm usually working Friday nights. But there I got a turn in and I saw Abraham Lincoln. And the fact that we were talking about that reminded me of something.
Okay.
My favorite book, one of my favorite books on the whole Abraham Lincoln thing is a book called...
Wait, on the whole Abraham Lincoln thing, meaning like his life?
His life, the Civil War, the whole era of Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
Is a book called Manhunt. By James Swanson. And it tells the story of it's the I think 12-13 days, however John Wilkes Booth was on the run.
Oh, okay.
And it shows, and it was talking about where he was, how they found him, and all this kind of, you know, all that kind of stuff. Love that book. And I recommend that book to everybody all the time. Like, you want to understand all that?
Is it fiction or is it nonfiction?
Nonfiction.
Okay.
It's a very straight up book. And James Swanson has written several great historical books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get it. He wrote another book called Bloody Crimes, and it picks up right where this book leaves off. So now that Wilkes Booth is dead, now we have to get Abraham Lincoln's body home and that whole funeral procession, because, you know, people weren't embalmed at that time. That was a fairly new thing, and the body was not doing that great. And then talked about how they picked where they did in Springfield to bury him. And at the same time, the book is talking about the hunt for Jefferson Davis and all that, you know. So anyway, it's a good book. I'm getting way off course here.
Yeah, you are.
Apple TV has a book or has a new show called Manhunt.
Okay.
And I'm like, I wonder if that is. And so I flip on there and it says based on the New York Times bestseller. I'm like,
really?
Oh, that's got to be it. And so I resubscribed to Apple TV.
Just for this new show?
Yep. I watched about 30 seconds. I watched about 3 minutes of this, and I'm like, I'm out.
Really?
This is so terrible.
What's
Abraham
terrible
Lincoln
about
looks
it?
Like a 25-year-old with a beard glued onto his face.
So maybe not the best casting, is what you're saying?
And speaking of beards, the guy playing, and it's a famous guy, and I can't remember his name, but he's playing Edwin Stanton. Edwin Stanton has a giant beard, and he's known for the beard. This guy doesn't have a beard, and they keep calling him Stanton. I'm like, you can't even, like, why would you try to do this? Part of me thinks they were going all like Hamilton, right? They were like, look, it doesn't matter. We're going to play I'm like, that's bullshit. You want to contemporize? Don't contemporize that. That's a thing. It actually, there are facts, and the facts matter. And some of the stuff in the thing, I'm like, well, that wasn't in the book. Like, where is that coming from? That was a conversation that probably didn't happen and all, but I don't know. I was so excited about this. And then
I'm a little surprised, honestly, that you didn't go into
realize
it
what
thinking
was going
this
to,
is going to be terrible. I feel like whenever you love something that much, especially if you're talking about a book to movie, television show, whatever, it very rarely lives up to the expectations that you have or the hopes that you have or the vision that you have in your brain of what it would look like if you were seeing it.
Yeah. So anyway, I was just very upset by that. So
I'm sorry.
Dan highly recommends the book. Highly, highly, highly recommends the book.
TV show. No.
Down the toilet.
Understood. Yeah. Well, while you have Apple TV, if you have not already watched Blackbird, watch Blackbird. Very good. It's fiction, obviously, but it's about a guy who goes into a prison to try to get a confession out of someone they think is a serial killer. And the acting is unbelievably good.
Hmm.
And there is a Civil War tie to it. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you should watch it.
Okay.
Yep. That's right, my recommendation, check. Everybody. Blackbird on Apple TV. Very disturbing in parts, but very good.
One other thing before we get going. Can I just tell you? So sure. I went to, I was at a, well, I'll just tell you, it was Wendy's because, you know, that's how I roll.
Right.
Big bucks all for lunch and everything. And so I went to Wendy's and the lady at the counter, so nice. Unbelievably nice, right? Like she was asking me, do you need, I got chili, by the way. So she's like, do you need more chili sauce? Do you need more crackers? She went way out of her way. And I'm walking out of the store. And I'm like, well, that was such a very nice lady. That was great. And I get in my car and I'm driving home and I'm like, I can't believe how nice she was. And then I went, wait a minute. That's how it's supposed, that's how everything was like 2 years ago. Like this was not, she wasn't extraordinarily nice. She was just doing what you're supposed to do as a customer service person. And I'm like, how far have things fallen, right? Where somebody just doing what they used to do 2 years ago. And I'm driving home going, wow, what a nice lady.
Yeah.
I mean, she was, but I mean, it wasn't, you know, it was like, but that was exactly what I would expect somebody to do.
Yeah. She's 2024 nice.
Right.
You know, and in 2016, let's say, that was everybody. It is strange how that has happened, how we've all sort of allowed it to happen. I mean, I guess we don't really have a choice. We can either go to a place or not go to a place.
Right.
I have found, I think it goes both ways too, because I think people on the other side of the counter are total assholes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I was at.
But is that because of the way? Because like we have no expectations to be treated nicely, so now we're like, well, now I'm not treating. Like I don't care. Like this is no longer. We're not humans anymore. You're representing this big company. I'm representing me. So I don't care about what.
I don't think so because I don't think either you nor I are wired that way. You know what I mean? Like even if someone's a dick to me, I'm probably not a dick back to them unless they really piss me off. Like it takes a lot for me, especially in a customer service situation,
right,
to give it back. But I was recently at Chipotle, which I go to very often. Thank you very much. And I always ask the person how their day is going. Always. And I'm like genuinely interested. I'm like, how's your day going? You know, when they start building your burrito. And the guy in front of me, like 2 seconds into the transaction, looks at me and goes, she must really like you because apparently I got more stuff in my burrito than he did. And I will say that day it was particularly full. And
will take care of you if you're not. We've talked about that too. Flight attendants, everything. People just be nice
to people.
It's the
simplest thing.
And it's so crazy how I'm nice to everybody at Starbucks and I'll walk in and I'm like, hey, somebody ordered this and we ordered made the wrong, you want this? Do you want, like, it happens all the time where they're just offering me, but it's because I'm nice to them. And
exactly. It really doesn't take a lot to get a little something extra.
Which you should be nice anyway.
But I was going to say, I'm not doing it to get anything extra. I'm just doing it because, like, what a crappy job to have to deal with all these people all the time.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Let's do some comments here. Tobias Menzies Stanton. Okay.
Well, that we have to go back in time for that.
That was Abe Lincoln conversation.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
People don't know that, Dan.
That Stanton has a beard?
People don't know who Stanton is.
Edwin M. Stanton. Did people know that Lincoln... I'm sorry. Do you think people understand that Abraham Lincoln took the people running against him for president and put them all in his cabinet?
No, people don't know that. And I would argue most people, no offense, don't care.
It's the team of rivals. It's the whole, he took all the people who were running against him, almost all of them, and put them in his cabinet. That would be, you know, that would be on opposite political parties too. He took the people that were running against him and anyway. So, all right. So yeah, you're probably right. People probably don't know that.
They don't. They don't know. They don't care.
Let's see. Jeff says, what did he say? Oh, yes. I'm sorry. He said, to this day, I've not watched Lincoln the Vampire Slaver or whatever it was. Fair, but I will say this, that was from the beginning.
I don't know. Somebody else said it was pretty good if you like historical fiction.
Okay, that's my point. From the beginning, that was historical fiction. And you knew that, obviously, you knew that going in that Abraham Lincoln was not a vampire hunter. So it's a different thing.
But do we know that?
Yes.
Do we?
Yes.
Eh.
Yes. So my difference is between that and what I'm talking about is they're trying to, you know, portray the accurate historical record.
Correct.
And it's just Abraham Lincoln with a glued on beard. I swear you can even see the spirit gum in there a couple of times. Like, it is so bad.
I've seen that job before, and it's very infuriating.
Abe Lincoln, Vampire Hunter is a great movie, by the way, if you like historic fiction. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. All right. And let's see, Nicole, that burgundy hoodie
okay,
is a great color.
Thank you.
God, get a room, you two.
It's
what's
got
going
a it's got
here?
A swear on it, so I can't say.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's my F and Birds one.
Oh, nice.
It says F you. I'm hilarious.
Funny.
Sometimes you got to dress the opposite of how you're feeling.
Do you walk around with that outside?
Sometimes.
Does it actually say the F word on it?
Yeah.
And you walk around with that outside. Oh, and there it is.
Yeah. What do I care?
I don't know. Just
it's not like I'm walking up to children and being like, hey, read my sweatshirt,
decorum,
kid.
Decorum, class.
Whatever. It's funny.
Well, it is funny, but it's
funny. I have a lot of decorum in class, Dan. How dare you?
All right. We were worried that we weren't going to have enough stuff today.
I knew we were.
Yeah.
We're like 16 minutes in and barely talked about anything we talked about.
I don't think
about,
we actually decided. Even have. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's talk about this story. And in fact, Nicole, I didn't put these in order, so I think this is the next one.
Tell me what it is.
Okay. Here's a way to not get free gas. Now, I also understand that there was a major problem with this company to begin with, because a woman found it out and really exploited it. So a Nebraska woman found a way to get free gas for months. She's now facing criminal charges. The scheme, again, went on for months. Investigators say her crime cost the gas station almost $28,000.
Woofed. How much gas was she buying?
A lot.
Well, not
and
buying.
Then, yeah, not buying. And then, so this went on for several months, and then she started charging her friends like half price for gas, and she was doing this, she was getting them free gas.
What's
so
the
apparently,
trick?
Okay, here was the trick, and this is bad. This is stupid. The gas station had a certain pump that was set up in quote-unquote demo mode.
Okay.
Which means all you had to do is swipe your loyalty card twice, and you didn't pay for gas.
I bet it happened on accident the first time.
I would bet so, too. And then she's like, what? And then the next time she pulled up to that same pump, it was only one pump at the station,
mm-hmm.
but she knew if you swiped your card twice, you get free gas.
I mean, good for her. She didn't do
no,
anything
No, not,
wrong.
Yes, she
Come
Nicole,
on.
Stop it. Effing bird shirt. Stop it. You know good and well she did something wrong here. It's like one of these people who get like $28,000 put into their bank account by accident.
Well, that's
go out
different.
And, what, how? They okay. go out and spend $27,000 of it and then go, oh, I thought it was, oh, you put it in mine. It was my account. No,
if
that's not how that
works. If money mysteriously shows up in some sort of account for you, that is obviously a mistake. If you pull up to a pump and you swipe your card twice and it doesn't pay, you're like, oh, look at me. I'm a loyalty member and they're giving me a free tank of gas. Now, had she been smart about it, she would have done it once or twice or spread it out. She got greedy.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
And then she started selling it to her friends.
Well, that's even a bigger problem.
$28,000 worth. I guess what I guess so it's funny that you would even go, wait, what did she do wrong? Because if you go and I you should never do this, stop doing it. But if you go read like the comment sections and the stuff on Facebook, the number of people who think she did not do anything wrong is unbelievable.
Is
and
it
I'm like,
her fault that the pump was set that way?
It doesn't matter who you know, you are taking something that you are not paying for. That everybody else is there paying for. You know it's not free gas. You know, well, in fact, I think we all know she did something wrong because she's going to jail for
well,
it. Like she's
yeah.
in prison now because of it. So, yeah, she did something wrong. So,
it's because she got greedy. She'd done it once or twice, she would have got away with it. There was a time when I was still working in the corporate world, Lord help us all, we discovered that there was a restaurant, or I'm sorry, a little market grocery store on Instagram that was selling really good wine for 99 cents a bottle. Like something happened in the system and it got mismarked. And instead of just one or two people buying a bottle yeah. and getting away with it, we inundated the system. And of course they caught it right away. that this was wrong, canceled all the orders.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't have to honor them. No, like, when that happens, right, when that happens, there are a lot of people going, nope, that was the price. You got to honor it. No, you don't. No, you don't. If it's an accident,
Jack.
Yeah, if it's an accident, it's an accident. You don't have to do it. Some 18-year-old intern somewhere going into the system and changing the price of, you know, like a 8-piece sectional to $9 doesn't mean it actually is $9 and you right. get it for free just because your friend goes, hey, I'm going to change the price. Go buy it right now. So I'm interested to know. Let's do a couple of quick comments. Your thoughts, everybody, in the comment section. Mm-hmm. Clearly, right? We are 100% in agreement that this woman was 100% in the wrong. Right? I want to see. So let's go. Let's find out.
Yeah. I'll be curious.
In this economy, good for her. No.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm wrong.
I'm with you, Charlotte.
I'm already wrong. Let's see. Isn't free just a euphemism for stealing in this case? Yes. Stupid laws. Absolutely right. How on earth did the manager not connect that his money and gallons of gas used didn't come up at the end of the day?
Well, that is questionable. Like, how? What's their end of night system that they don't close out?
Well, yeah, but if 14 gallons of gas here and there, is that going to
throw everything off? I don't know. I've never worked at a gas station. I don't know how it works.
If it were $28,000 in a day, we're missing, you know, we have an empty fuel tank out there and we just filled it up yesterday. Yeah, then somebody at the store needed to pay attention. But this is over a long period of time here. 100% stealing. Yes, absolutely. Sherry says, right. Jeff says, what grade? All right, so
I get it.
If it's the premium stuff, yeah, you're going down.
Here's the thing. You know what? Had she done it once or twice, I would not care. If I pulled up to the pump and that happened, I would be the person that would go in and be like, hey.
You'd ruin it for everybody.
I would ruin it for
so
everybody.
Would I. So
100% would I. I'd be like, hey, do you know your pump's not working?
And then you'd be pissed if they didn't give you yours for free.
No, right? I wouldn't.
I would.
No, like, I wouldn't.
I just saved you thousands and thousands of dollars and you're going to. Not gonna.
If you really cared that much, you would do it once, and then the next time you come back, you'd be like, "Oh, hey, did you know that pump is doing this?" Because then you'd get your free one. If you didn't care about it, you would tell them right away.
So now I wonder how many people that are listening to this podcast, the next time they go to the gas station, they're gonna try twice and see.
I've never been to a gas station where I have a loyalty card at all.
Quick Trip does.
Quick Trip does. I get my gas at Costco, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good point. But
and
no,
that's
like
just
a
membership, so I'm already getting a deal.
I was just like what a stupid, like, how is that even in the system?
Well, like, yeah, that seems right? weird.
Like, how is that even how can that accidentally happen? How is that programmed in that you don't have to enter a code or something?
Somebody did it for their friends. I bet you $100 somebody at that gas station got fired.
Right.
Because they set it up for somebody.
Yeah, where is this lady storing all this gas? Is she telling her friends, let me borrow your car? Well, again, this was over a long period of time that she did this, but she was going to her friends and going, hey, gas is $3 a gallon. I'll sell it to you for $1.50. Come with me. And she was
what kind of friends does she have that fell for this? That just sounds stupid.
Wouldn't you, like, if your friend said, hey, dude, I can get you this gas for $1.50. Like,
Like, my friends wouldn't charge me the $1.50. If they found a loophole, they'd be like, here's the loophole, let's go. I'd be like, yeah, let's do it.
It's probably what's getting her in more trouble, the fact that it's like, look, it's not...
Oh, she sold it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
She had no right to, but her friends are stupid. I'm sorry, but like, no.
Honestly, Nicole, I think we're dealing with a big group of stupid here.
That might be.
She's stupid, her friends are stupid.
It's a whole
the
lot
gas
of...
station is stupid for how.
What kind of gas station was it? Does it say?
I just closed it.
No, I don't. It's not that important. I was just curious.
No.
I'd much rather get a free donut at Casey's than I would a free gallon of gas.
You know, you get free coffee at Quick Trip every like other fill up or something, or yeah.
I don't drink it.
I'd rather
useless
take
to me.
10 cents a gallon off the gas.
It's useless to me. All right.
Yeah.
I think this is the next thing we're talking about, but we didn't put them in order necessarily.
That doesn't matter, yeah.
36 years ago, do you know where you were, Dan?
I was getting married. No.
36 years ago, you might have been in a movie theater watching Beetlejuice. That is how old the movie Beetlejuice is.
Huh?
36 years. That hurts
no,
me.
No, it's not.
That hurt. Yes. Yes.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Look it up.
The 1988 original... was Beetlejuice?
Correct.
Yeah, I guess that checks if you think about that. It would be late 80s. It's
36. I can't. Like, the timing hurts my brain. But I bring this up because there's a new Beetlejuice movie coming out, baby. And I'm pretty excited because it has Michael Keaton. It has Catherine O'Hara. It has Winona Ryder. So all three from the original movie. And Jenna Ortega is also playing. I believe she is playing Winona Ryder's daughter.
That makes total sense.
Right? Yeah. Christina Ricci, Jenna Ortega, they all have a very similar vibe, especially when we're talking Winona Ryder of that era, of that movie.
Yeah, Winona was the OG.
And she now was the OG.
Yeah, now they're all that.
They're all just copying her, we know. But it is a sequel to the movie. I'm kind of curious, have you seen the Broadway show, the musical?
No, I want to, but I've heard it's pretty good.
It's great. I very much enjoyed it, but I wonder if this is almost a bit of a play on that, because it says that it's based on a death in the family. Like, that's kind of the reason that the movie is back. And there was a death in the movie.
Was it
or
Dietz? Was it the dad?
Yeah. In the stage show.
I noticed that Jeffrey Jones, the guy who played, who was the principal in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but he was also the dad.
Yeah.
Dietz is the last name. I can't remember the first name, but he's not in that. I saw that list of characters and I'm like, I wonder why he's not in it. So that would make sense.
Yeah. Charles Dietz. And it is directed by Tim Burton
again.
So
nice.
So I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's going to be great. I'm not usually very excited about sequel movies this far gone, but I've enjoyed the Ghostbusters movies. The more recent Ghostbusters movie. I like the one with all the chicks. I thought it was great. I liked the most recent one, which is Afterlife, and now there's another new one coming out. But I'm pretty stoked about Beetlejuice. But the thing that stuck out most to me about the Beetlejuice movie is the fact that the original was 36 years ago.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Because 1988 was just like 10 years ago, right?
Feels
Isn't
like
that
it.
How it works?
That is terrible.
Yeah, it is. We're old, Dan.
I think Beetlejuice, although the Michael Keaton rule is going to apply here.
What's the Michael Keaton rule?
It's going to be a great movie.
Oh, right. You have that Michael Keaton rule.
Michael Keaton is not in bad movies. Michael Keaton can take bad movies and turn them into something you're like, I like that. That's good. Good for you, Michael Keaton. Yeah.
I'm not sure I agree, but we've already talked about the Birdman movie, which I hated.
Okay. It was not the greatest of all movies, but it was a terrible movie. If that script, anybody else does that, it's terrible.
Yeah, well, it doesn't Michael just because
Keaton.
He did it.
Yes, it
mean
does.
It's good.
It absolutely
does.
Does
not mean it's good.
It takes it from terrible to okay.
Is this our bar? Meh.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the worst thing I've seen?
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely not the worst thing I've seen.
I mean, to be fair, I do say that about a lot of things. I'm like, well, it wasn't the worst thing I've seen.
What is
the new
worst
Top
thing?
Gun? Maverick was great.
What is the worst thing you've ever seen?
Oh, boy. That's
I actually
tough.
Walked out of the movie Showgirls because it was so stupid.
Oh, that was not a good movie.
Yeah.
I think I made it all the way through. The worst thing I've seen recently was a Broadway show called, what was it called? We walked out at intermission, not on Broadway here in Chicago, but the Broadway in Chicago series. Paradise Square. Whoa, so bad. Pick a storyline. The 37 you have going are not interesting.
How bad does your movie have to be to make like a 26, 27-year-old at the time, I don't remember how old I was. How bad does your movie have to be to make a 27-year-old walk out of a movie about strippers?
It's pretty bad.
Right. I mean, like, a quarter of that movie takes place in a strip club, and I went, this is so dumb. I gotta get out of here.
It was supposed to be her like big break out of television. Elizabeth Berkley was supposed to be like, I'm done with TV. I'm a serious actress now. And it just destroyed her career.
Didn't Demi Moore try to do a stripper movie too? Striptease, right?
Sure. And it turned out that I feel like of the two of us, one of us knows a lot more about stripper movies than the other.
It was supposed to be a comedy, right? And then it was, turned out, they're like, no, let's not make this a comedy anymore. So they try to make it a drama.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Worst movie you've ever seen in the comment sections.
Ooh,
let's go.
The worst movie I've ever seen. The one that sticks out in my brain right away is called Boxing Helena. And it came out in the probably...
It wasn't too bad, was it?
Late 80s, early 90s. It was Sherilyn Finn, and a guy just kept cutting her limbs off and kept her in a box.
Oh, that's not the movie I was thinking about.
Yeah, yeah. That's the one that, like, jumps to my mind, but I'm sure I've seen worse. Like, I hate Dumb and Dumber. I hate that movie.
Paul, I'm not a huge fan of it, but it's not the worst. Like, it's, I wouldn't call it.
Right, exactly. Just because I hate it, I can recognize that it's not because it's a bad movie necessarily. I just don't think it's funny.
Do you know what movie I saw that I actually kind of liked and almost nobody else does? It was Bruce Willis, actually, speaking of Demi Moore. It was Bruce Willis and it was Hudson Hawk.
I was just going to say Hudson Hawk.
Yeah, that's for me.
Jeff didn't like Ford Fairlane. Ford... I enjoyed Ford Fairlane, actually.
Is that the one with Andrew Dice Clay?
Mm-hmm. Or you know what? Maybe I'm not thinking of Ford Fairlane, but he was in this movie, Casual Sex. There was a movie that was out in the 80s called Casual Sex.
Where they went to like Club Med or they went to some place down there.
That's what I was
thinking.
Was
that with Robin? Was no, Robin Williams was in that one. I remember that movie, though. I remember the...
It's the blonde who is in Saturday Night Live that kind of talks like
Yeah,
this
Victoria
was in
Jackson.
It? Yes.
Yes.
I'm very impressed you got that from my impression there.
Yeah. Well, the blonde who was in SNL, that's... All right, at that
whatever.
Time, there's only one. So,
ooh, someone did not like Poor Things. I haven't watched it yet, but it's now streaming on one of my services.
Poor Things. Don't know what that is.
Oh, it's the new... Emma Stone just won a Oscar for it.
What's the lady's name who is in... She's. I should remember her name. Yeah, give me a second. Hannah?
Montana.
No. She's Waddingham. Is she the one who's in?
Oh,
Hannah?
yeah, Hannah Waddingham.
Yeah, I just saw a commercial for her today that she's in.
Is it for cookies?
What? Oh, I'm trying to remember what it is for now. Whatever it is, she made the product like unbelievably hot.
Oh yeah, like it's she's doing a cookie commercial, a biscuits. Because that's a big test.
Oh, no, Pepperidge Farm. It's grilled cheese commercial. That's what
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, she's like, Pepperidge Farm, when you make your grilled cheese with Pepperidge Farm, and she's eating it, and you're like, oh, I don't even like grilled cheese, but you know what I'm hungry for now.
She's incredibly attractive.
And she's like, she goes, it can seem kind of rude. And so she picks up, she might lose your manners. She picks up the tablecloth and wipes your face with it. She's like, I'm like, I want grilled cheese now.
You are hilarious.
I don't even want the Pepperidge Farm. I just want the grilled cheese because that's a good commercial.
People apparently don't have movies they hate.
Okay, that's
fine. I think it's just hard to remember. I think you just push it out of your brain and you're like, whatever. I can tell you the movies. There are two movies that I thought I was going to hate and I ended up loving.
What's that?
One, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
That was a good movie.
It was a great movie. And right. I only went to see it because I actually went to see Crash.
And who sings the... Who sings a lot of the
Alison
big
Krauss.
That's right. Yes. Alison Krauss.
So I went to see a different movie, or not, maybe it wasn't Crash. It was some movie, but it was handheld and I could not sit through it. My friends wanted to see this other movie and I was like, well, the only thing that hasn't started is Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? I guess I'll go see that. And it was fantastic. And the other one is South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. I just assumed it was going to be trash. It is one of the best musicals.
Ever.
It's
so
good.
The reason I own a DVD player.
Really? That particular movie?
Because it came out. That's the only movie that I saw multiple times at a theater. I went to see that. I probably saw that 5 or 6 times at the theater.
Okay.
And it came out on DVD months before it came out on VHS. So I went and bought a DVD player so I could watch that movie.
That's so good. Great soundtrack. Great movie.
And the DVD, it came with Rambo.
What?
I got a DVD of Rambo as well at the same time. So there was a long period of time. Well, it didn't come with the South Park DVD. I bought that one. So
oh,
there was
the
a
DVD
long
DVD player did.
Right.
I thought you were saying
no, it didn't.
South Park
no.
came like combined with Rambo. And I was like, why would you put those two movies together?
No, the DVD player came with a copy of Rambo.
Now I get it.
So there was a long period of time where I was only watching South Park and Rambo.
Also an just a weird combo.
Yeah.
Do you still have all your DVDs?
No, I sold them.
Oh,
I think
really?
We kept like 2 or 3. I have Drop Dead Gorgeous. I kept a few that we can watch in case the internet goes out.
Yeah. Drop Dead Gorgeous, a classic.
Have I told you about when we bought? I think I've said this story. I've told you this before. We didn't have a DVD player. And so we had to go buy. So we had streaming, internet's out. So I'm like, well, let's go buy a DVD player. I'm like, I'm only going to use this for a couple of hours. Let's go buy one from Goodwill.
Yeah.
Right. Went up, and we live right next to a Goodwill. So I went up to the Goodwill, bought the DVD player, brought it home, plugged it in, turned it on. And it's a porno movie.
Yeah, it was already in. It was preloaded.
It was preloaded. Some weird Russian porno movie. And
you know someone was real pissed off when they realized that was gone.
Maybe, or they just, I don't know. But so we took that DVD player into the camper with us. So it happened again where we needed another DVD player because the other one was inside the camper. And we're like, I'm not opening this thing up and getting out. So let's go buy one. Yeah. Long story.
Okay.
But anyway, it's in the camper. So we're not going to pull it out. So I'm like, well, let's go buy another one. Bought another one. Another porn DVD was
in
there.
Come on.
Two for two at Goodwill porno DVDs.
The same one?
Same Goodwill, yeah.
That's
now, to be fair, it might have been from the same guy. I mean, it was, you know, a year apart, but maybe the DVDs aren't moving off the shelf, the DVD players. So maybe the same guy brought them both back. But yeah.
That's very interesting. You would think that they would turn on the electrical equipment and make sure it works. Or maybe they did it as a bit. Maybe it's someone that works there and he does that. Like, this is how he's slowly getting rid of his collection of porn. It's like, just put it in one of the ones that's going to get sold.
How is that possible? Two for two.
Yeah.
Two for two. Best movie when you get to it was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I'll give you up there. I put The Searchers by John Wayne up there as one of the best movies. Definitely the best Western of all time.
I hate Westerns.
Do you? I love Westerns.
I'm a genre hater.
Why?
Well, I just don't like Westerns.
Yeah, that's all right.
Hey. It's just a lot of dudes, very few women, and if there are women, unpleasant things are happening to them. It's just not something that I find.
Why do you say unpleasant things are happening to them?
Because they're probably either being raped or they're being held hostage or they're being...
What are you...
It's a freaking Western.
What DVDs are you... What Westerns are you watching where there's women getting... Where that's
all
happening
to
the women?
Like all the ones that I've seen?
Well,
they're being held captive. They're like, they're
not in Liberty Valance, not The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, The Searchers.
Are there even just women in it?
Oh, wait, actually, The Searchers, there is someone.
Yeah,
there was. Yeah, she's kidnapped. That's right. Yeah,
yep,
okay.
Yep.
But they're not
doing
anything.
I mean, Dances with Wolves, for God's sakes. That's the whole premise. She was captured as a child.
Tatanka. No. Well, that actually happened, though. That was real. Not necessarily Dances with Wolves.
I know,
but
I don't have to watch it. Okay. There's plenty of stuff that happens in the world that's real that I don't want to watch for entertainment value.
All right, I'll give you that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there you go. That's a great one. Jeff says The Shootist. That's John Wayne's last movie, I believe.
I did go to John Wayne's birthplace.
Yeah.
And his little museum.
Why? They shouldn't have let you in.
Why? Because I'm a genre hater?
Yeah.
I paid my admission fee. That's all they care about.
Yeah. I think if they'd have known about all of this, then they probably would not have let you in. They would have said, you keep your $8 and you just stay out of here, Missy.
BT Dubs, somebody wants to know which Goodwill you've been going to. Can we get an address on that Goodwill, please?
It's just off Silvernail Road Waukesha.
Waukesha?
Waukesha, yeah.
Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Let's see, Carla, Gone with the Wind, the best. Yeah, there you go. That's a good movie, too. Although.
Also problematic.
Well, for several reasons.
Yeah, many reasons.
I mean, look, you got to watch those old movies with a little bit of...
Not even just the old movies. You want to talk about a problematic movie. Drop Dead Gorgeous could not be released right now. It's fantastic.
Which is so terrible because it's such a great movie.
It's so good.
Well, there's so many like that. Like, I mean, almost all the movies from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just they drop...
Yes.
Ferris Bueller's. There's words in there that you watch and you're like, well, that's pretty uncomfortable these days.
Or just like most of the plot points in Revenge of the Nerds. Very problematic.
Yep.
Very. And 16 Candles, for that matter.
What's the problem with 16 Candles?
He pawns his girlfriend off, who's wasted out of her mind.
Oh, well, yeah, mm-hmm. there's that. Yeah, to
and
Anthony
then things
Michael
happen
Hall.
And,
yeah,
yeah,
right, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of problematic. Boy, how did we get here?
Dan and
Nicole. Dance, DVD, and porn.
Ruining 80s movies. Right. We're not even back to the 70s yet. Let's not get back to Blazing Saddles. I mean, let's not go back. Like, how far back you want to go? Because we can ruin all those movies.
That we can.
All right.
We have a knack. I think we've done it.
Are we done?
Yeah, I think we probably should put a pin in it for this one.
Well, all right. Well, listen. Just stand the cold. Keeping it real on the old Still Spinning podcast. Come check us out at our website, stillspinningpodcast.com. Remember, if you listen to this podcast without subscribing and becoming a spinner, it's just like stealing.
Just like stealing gas.
Yep. Yeah.
You've You've scanned your card.
You know,
twice.
Yes,
it's not. Know. We appreciate anyone who takes their time out of their day to listen to us.
But also stealing. So it's go to our website at stillspinningpodcast.com. Sign up to be a spinner. You can be a spinner on Spotify, on Patreon. There's a lot of ways that you can do it.
Yes, that is true. Right. We are back to our regularly scheduled Monday evenings next week, Monday at 7 p.m. on Facebook, on Instagram, on X. Is that all the things?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Oh, and YouTube.
YouTube, that's right. YouTube
I knew I was missing one. I was missing one. So we are back to our regularly scheduled time. We got to talk. Hopefully we're going to do a bonus this week. But we got to talk schedules because it's been a little rough, y'all.
It's been a busy week for us. That happens. Yeah. It's all right.
You know what happens? Yeah. It happens. But thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. It has been a pleasure. We will see you on Monday.
All right.
Have a great weekend. Still spinning.